been freed. He has been a slave.
Well, what do you call the descendants of those that they're living nowadays?
Well, you might call them freebooters or whatever you mind to call them. Now, they're not slaves, and they're offsprings or descendants of slaves.
Mm-hmm. Would you call them Negroes?
Well, yeah, we'd have to say that the Negroes, of course, that's all the slaves that this country has ever, that I know anything about, that they've ever had.
Would you also say niggers?
Well, we say niggers down here, you know.
How about when you're mad at them? What do you call them? You don't like them?
Well, they're called, you know, a mixture is called mulattoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you ever say coon?
Yeah, that's right.
Anything else?
They're called coon.
Darkie?
Yeah, darkie.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a person from the hills who's hasn't had very much education?
Well, we usually call him a hillbilly if we can haul it and him not hear it, you know. Because you know what? Them hillbillies in Kentucky, that hillbilly word is fighting word.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, but I heard one restaurant man call himself a hillbilly. He says, I'm a hillbilly himself.
Well,
but if you call him that, he'd probably want to fight
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he can call himself that, yeah. But probably somebody else is calling that and mean it, why he'd have a fight. Yeah. You take up in East Kentucky, in Harlan, Clay, and Letcher, and Leslie, those mountainous counties up there, and if you don't want to fight, why, don't never throw out a slang up there. Because they still carry that old tradition, you know, of a certain word, you know, meaning being fighting words.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a person that delivers mail?
Mail carrier? Mailman?
Mm-hmm. Ever say postman?
Yeah. Postman.
Now, say somebody is visiting you and starts to insult you, and you want him to wait a minute and say, well, now, how do you finish that? Now,
I don't want to have any more to do with you. I'm just through with you.
One, tell him to wait, what'd you say?
Well, I'd say, get on the way, get out of the way, get clear out of the way.
You'd say, just a minute, or?
Yeah, just a minute now. I'll tell you something, and then when the minute is over, well, I'd want him to move out.
Uh-huh. Say, I wanted to find out how far it is from here to Greenville. What question would I ask you? How far?
You would ask me, how far is it from here to Greenville?
Okay. Something that's hard to get at. What would you say if I brought something in which was very strange and astounded you, and you wanted your wife to see it? What would you say? Well, you're very much surprised.
I'd say, well, what about you were showing it to my wife, and she said, something like that, you know.
What exclamation would you give? Say, well, look at here.
Well, I'd say, look here, Mom, you've never seen anything like this. Uh-huh. I want to show it to you.
Very good. Now, say I want to find out how many times you go to the town every week. I'd ask what, how?
How often do you go to town?
Good enough. Now, I'll say that your wife wants you to do something, wants me to do it too, and say, I can't do it. I say, you don't want to do it. So I say, well, I can't do it, and you'd say, what?
I say, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it, what?
I'm not going to do what you want me to do, or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it neither?
I'm not going to do it neither. I'm just quit.
Now, what part of the body is this?
That's the forehead.
And this?
Well, that's the ear.
Which ear?
Well, that's a lobe.
Yeah, no, which ear? Left ear?
Right.
That's the right ear.
Now, what do you call the